2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Chances are, if you live along the Wasatch Front, this is what you heard most of yesterday. The sound of rain hitting your roof or maybe the sidewalk. Well, just about everyone knew we needed some sustained rainfall. Just how bad is it right now? Salt Lake County Watershed Manager Bob Thompson explains.
A lot of the state, the snowpack is hovering between 50 and 60% of average, which is really low.
He also expects the snowpack to last a little longer before melting compared to other low water years. When it does melt, though, expect it to happen fast.
What that's going to mean is very little of it will infiltrate into the ground, and it's all going to become surface water that just pummels our reservoirs. And with that comes higher turbidity. The water's not as clean. So it's not ideal for filling, you know, lakes, rivers, streams.
So as we continue on, now more than a month since a state of emergency order was issued due to drought, it begs the question of what exactly can we do to help? Well, being smart with your water usage at home should be at the top of the list, according to Cynthia B. with the Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District.
Once it is time to begin regular watering later in May, just watering one less time per week. Your lawn is never going to need water every single day, not even in July.
In fact, no matter where it comes from, Salt Lake County is challenging you to use 5% less water this year. They say if just a quarter of all county residents do this, it would save 2 million gallons of water every day. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andreas Martin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.